che lui resta da quando si
Thank you, Chair. We have eight apologies, Chair. The first one from the Prime Minister of Maule, she's attending cabinet. And then we have other apologies from Honorable T. Kenya and Honorable Jira Puti, they are attending Fizzle and Home Affairs. And we have another apology from Honorable Kalyan, she's out of the country. And the last one from Honorable Mashabe.
Okay. Yes, Honorable Kenya and the Raputi. In fact, it's a bit of an extraordinary piece because they are conducting an inquiry. Okay. There we are, Honorable members. I've been advised that between the minutes of the 16th May and 30th May, we should include the minutes of the 23rd. It's out of the file, this one. And the minutes are very nice, they are very thin. Very thin because they are just concerning the bill. Can I hear the members on the agenda?
Yeah.
On the agenda, so it's needed to adopt it.
Yeah. That means, yeah, yeah, this one.
Adopted.
You moved, you adopted.
Kalapa, you have to do it the formal way.
Okay.
No, I move for the adoption.
Seconded, Chair.
Honorable Maila has seconded.
Thank you very much.
There we are. But this morning says that I have pink eyes because I'm wearing a pink shirt.
Sure.
It's a funny medical call. Members, let's look at the minutes. There is our attendance of the 7th May. 7th May 2018. Page 1 is on attendance, then page 2, page 3, nothing there, page 4, page 5. Can I hear the members? Is there anything that we want to expand or exclude? Ahmed, or insert into these minutes? Nothing. Can I hear the members on the attachment?
Okay.
Yeah. Honorable Maila Moso, adoption.
I second the adoption.
Okay, adoption. Thank you very much. Let's look at the minutes of the 14th May, March.
Okay. On the minutes 14th March, I see here it looks like I was AWOL. Can my name be put where the apologies are? I'm sure I did make an apology.
You did not.
I think I was where Honorable Belkman was, so it's unlikely that he would make an apology and I would not. Let's just correct that one.
He was not there. No apology.
You were where he was. Yeah.
We were gallivanting the same place.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Kalapa. Page 2. Welcome, Honorable Member.
Thank you.
Page 3. page 4. Charter of the United Nations was such that it protected the P5 countries, meaning that the Charter of the United Nations does not protect all the member states, but the P5 countries. Or is it with regard to the veto? I wonder. Maybe let's leave it like that. That depends. Depends on the context. Oh, okay. So it's right in that context, né?
No. When you say it protects them, when you say it,
in fact,
it favors them.
When the sister was telling me that, in fact, the sentence will be better understood if we start from Zulu in a consensus or from reform. Because it said the reform was being resisted because the P5 countries refused to relinquish their power, which is the power of veto. The Charter of the United Nations was such that it protected the P5 countries. I think in context I understand it. Because we're discussing the reform of the United Nations for the possible inclusion of the Africa region.
Well, all I'm saying is that protect your, if you use favor, then not better than protect them. What do you mean protect them?
Yeah, just that it came from the department, but I think it favors them. It favors.
It might be not English semantics, it might be diplomatic wording.
Okay, let's leave it like that. Another member, can I hear you?
Only you and Honorable Mpumulano are in this
meeting.
Hmm? Only the chair and Honorable Mpumulano.
Yeah, the two of you decide which one proposed and the other one adopted.
I move for adoption. Honorable Mpumulano?
On condition you say protect. You remove protect. And you say it favors. And say it favors. It favors.
Well, members, can we look at the minutes of the 17th April? There is your attendance on page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Discussion of the bill here. Page 4. Page 5, input by Kusasi. Page 6. Page 7, members. Can I hear the members who are present?
Yeah. Proposed adoption.
Thank you, Ram Khalapa. Seconded?
Yes. Seconded.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. The minutes April 25th. The food must come before we finish. Minutes of the 25th April.
Where was I?
Yeah, let's go set up on the mic.
Where was I?
That's for you to stand up.
Is there a day that I'm not here?
Yeah. So which meeting is not?
Members? Page one?
There's no day, not a single day. That
page
I'm not
two? Page three? Page four.
Definitely.
Page
enough.
Five.
On page one, if I'm not there, I must have apologized. There must have been a reason. I don't remember a single day that I'm not here.
Yes, that's the same WhatsApp group.
I had an alibi. You don't have an alibi, so we don't know.
No, I was there. I was in the committee. So the minutes are wrong. There's not a single day that I'm
not
here.
You were not there. I had an alibi. You don't have an alibi.
It's only last week that I...
No, he will check, man. Before you sign them off. It was after this I'm going to sign them off, all of them. He will check. But can I hear you on the adoption?
Because
we're already on page five.
I move, Chief.
You move?
These are the same WhatsApp group.
Minutes of the 2nd May, just after the workers' day. Check the attendance again. Page 2. Yes. Can I hear the members?
Move for adoption.
I agree.
Thank you very much. Umlana is seconding.
My book, what's going on with this case? Why is my name not here?
You apologize.
No, I don't. I'm always there. How come things aren't falling up? What happened?
Minutes of the 9th May.
Last week that I didn't get right through. It's not the same.
Honourable members, minutes of the 16th May. What would you like us to do? You want to eat or you want to finish the minutes? They are very thin anyway because they are dealing with aspects of the bill. Can I hear you?
I'll suggest let's deal with the minutes and dispose of them.
And dispose,
yes,
of them.
Yes.
Dispose of the food thereafter.
The minutes of the 16th May. I lost so many numbers. Page 1 and 2. Can I hear the members who are present?
1, 2, 3.
Hi, corner.
No, why?
Bumluan.
Hi, corner.
You were neither present nor nor apologized.
These minutes are wrong, I told you.
I said, Lisha, no, secretary. No, check your attendance register. And then he said, Lisha.
No,
can I
unless I didn't sign something like that, but I'm always there.
Second,
okay.
You must sign.
Thank you very much.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Unless I. I didn't sign
the minutes of the 23rd May.
Today
not
yet,
in
right.
The fight for our members. It's the loose date.
If I go now, they will say I won't be there.
Page 1.
30th of May. What?
23rd.
Even here, I call now.
No, it's a loose page, Honorable.
I know my
No, he's referring to himself in terms of the
administration. Oh, my God, I call. This is sabotage.
There's no
page 1.
Holy.
Page 2.
I'm only calling
page 3.
Page
4. Can I hear the members? Those who are present.
I thought one of Westman was moving.
Yeah.
You are second. Did you move on up, Rahman? The minutes of the 30th of May. Page 2. Can I hear the members?
I move.
Yeah,
I was present.
Just a moment.
When?
The 30th.
On page 2.
Yeah.
The name of the official advocate, the vet, something is not right there. You see that? It's the vet, the way it is written.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay.
You were there,
just
was
check,
there.
You know, in Afrikaans, when you mention the name, like you say F.W. de Klerk, when you say F.W., then the D is small.
Yeah, it means something else.
But when you say the clerk without FW, the P is capital. Now just check whether here, when you have said advocate, what happens to the D? But I think it's W there, the vet. Can I hear you, member?
Chair, I move with that rider and also with, in respect of double DD Ramputi twice there to be corrected.
What has happened to Ramputi?
Her name has been repeated twice in the same I move with that correction, including yours, Chair. Thank
you very much. Is there any seconder?
Mukala.
Thank you
very much.
The minutes of the 31st May.
Okay, Chair.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can we just, because I was present on this one. I think I need to talk to Honorable Bumlane so that I can tell him what is his trick that he manages not to appear in the Athens Greatest as a person present, so that he can correct that one. Because this one, I know what happened.
The 31st one?
Yes. But I can't deal with it here. I have to deal with it with him so that it can be addressed.
It sounds like a serious problem.
Yeah.
No, not dealing in terms of No. Okay, for record purposes, Chair, in terms of the minutes that I've moved and the corrections that you have made, I will talk to the honorable member so that moving forward it doesn't happen that it doesn't appear anywhere as somebody who was not present, so that you correct that administrative error.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Although this thing is not on.
I remember page 1. The minutes of the 31st.
Yeah.
Page 2.
No.
Page 2, advocate the vet again. Something is still as well again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can I hear the members? A very nice meeting.
Yeah.
Considering and adopting.
I move, Chair.
Whip is moving. Any seconder? Seconder. Thank you very much.
And this one, Chair, just to be fair to Honorable Bumran, they were attending the what committee is that one? It's the
Justice
Committee, both of them. Yeah. And I don't know what happened to his apology on this one.
No, I came in there.
No, I'm getting yagala mna ndithetha apha kulena. Ngoba awubonakali.
You are saying that Honorable Mpumlwana actually apologized. They attended the Justice Committee together with.
Yes, what they do actually, I don't know for the how does the administration record it. They normally indicate to me that they are going to leave early and go to Justice. So both of them, they did that, but they arrived in the meeting and they left. They only spent like less than 20 minutes and they left. And I don't know how come Honorable Maile then appears as approaches totally that he didn't pitch up in the meeting. So that one, at least in terms of my memory, tends to be a little bit sharper on the space of administration. Hence, I raised the earlier point so that the administration... that we look at that one and I see if they don't sign the attendance register, but they do raise the issue of leaving early in the meeting.
Yeah, that's where the problem is. Because
can we advise that you look at the minutes? But otherwise, they attended.
If they don't appear in the attendance register, even when they come and say, look, we're going to leave to the justice meeting in the next 20 minutes, they need to sign the register.
Exactly, That's my point.
So, an excuse is not condoned.
There is no excuse.
They have to sign the register, then you can leave.
I agree. But I'm saying that...
No, there's a meeting. I get to cancel too.
The minutes of the 6th June... under apologies, the name of Professor Mkize, the way it is written, it says Professor H. Mkize, Professor H. Mkize. Page 2. Advocate the vet again. Can I hear the member?
I move, Chair.
And I'll someone moves.
With the correction of double R advocate, Prof. Mkize.
As well as the vet.
Yes, Chair.
Any seconder?
No.
Seconded by Honorable Kalapa. No condition,
I never attended May and June.
The minutes of the 7th June. Professor Mkize again, number.
And advocate.
I'm sorry, I'm not the vet, Can I hear the members on this minute? Honorable Soma.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. With those corrections of both of Prof. Mkize and Advocate, I move for the adoption. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any seconder? Thank you very much, Honorable Bergman. The minutes are so adopted. The minutes of the 22nd August.
Only then Bumlan arrived.
Because the minister was there. Mm. Only two were coming for the minister.
I suppose.
Page one.
Now Nadeli Kota is here. Welcome.
Page one. The minutes of the 22nd August.
Yes, Chair, page one.
Page one. Bubble Kota, welcome, Honorable Kota. We're told that you will join us later.
Thank you, sir. I needed the map to get here. I apologize.
I beg your pardon.
I needed the map.
How long do you take? You've been here in this parliament for years.
Page two. Page three. Page three. Page four. Adopt.
Mm-hmm.
So far, you see item number 11 on page 4. It says the chairperson asked that the committee secretary to get the committee program. To get. What
mm-hmm.
were we saying here? Didn't we say that? Circulate.
Forget
the program.
Forget. Remove the that.
Chair, why don't you say that the chairperson requested the administration to ensure that the members are the program, the draft program is circulated, something like that, so that it becomes cleaner than the, he said that and all that, because it's about circulation of the program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. With that amendment, can I hear the members? Honorable Soma. Now you earn your money, you see.
Now in Bumlona is here.
Bumlona is seconded, Honorable Lissoma. Thank you very much.
Chair, sorry, having adopted the minutes on this third day, I will apologize if I omitted it from my emails. I thought there were some areas when the department was responding, some issues that were being briefed here, that they must also make sure that they send the responses in writing, and I haven't seen anything in that respect.
Yeah.
If we can follow up on that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for that intervention.
Mm-hmm.
29th August. Just last month.
That's it.
Page two. Page three. Page page 4. Nothing on page 4. Can I hear the member?
I move, Chair.
I'll move. Any seconder? Honorable Dasman has seconded. Honorable Bumlwal, are you heading?
Yes, he is. No, he's there, his name.
I'm not lying that the headquarter because there are no apologies for you.
Are there any announcements?
Where are we with the 77 film?
The Foreign Service Bill has been referred to the parties for their own consultation so that the members are duly mandated when they come back because of one or two things that need party decisions. And perhaps let me reveal it. You remember the issue of the mandate. The mandate, if the mandate moves from Public Works to DERCO about property outside the country, it may mean you make the insertion in the clause 8 of the Foreign Service Bill, then you might have to amend the Kiama Act, the other side. That's one way of doing it. The other one is that the other minister, either this minister, could in writing request the other minister to confer those powers, to transfer those powers. You see, if you look at it legally, the powers are not original with any of the ministers. They are original with the president. So the president, when he or she assigns a minister, also assigns this kind of responsibility. So the president, when we're checking the act, has assigned the issue of properties to the Minister of Public Works. Now, the Minister of Public Works, before this bill existed, they've been writing letters. Those letters of 1999, 2007, that were written by Minister Skweya, Khatebe, etc., was because the bill did not exist. So they would say, Minister of Foreign Affairs, you can refurbish property outside the country to this extent. You can't sell, you can't do this, but you can, say, refurbish up to 100,000 or up to 500,000. So that was the arrangement. Now, if you don't confer this full power, then this minister must write to the Minister of Public Works and say, I request that these powers be given to me in terms of this particular clause of Kiama and this particular clause of the State Land Disposal Act. So those are the two ways. And from our side, from the ANC, the leadership must finally decide what mandates they are going to give us regarding these two matters. And one of them, not even one, actually both of them must be discussed by the cabinet committee and the cabinet itself, so that it can duly mandate, because it affects the other minister.
They should have confessed to me this when they first initially had the committee of cabinet to look at the bill, because before the bill gets to be sent to parliament, the committee of cabinet subcommittee looked at the bill itself. So the reason that the environmental management bill yesterday was postponed, the reason used was further consultation. And that's why Honorable Singh was saying, but the process of processing a bill is that the committee of cabinet meets before it gets to be put into parliamentary process. Now we are at the tail end of the parliamentary process. We're going to go back to cabinet again.
If your memory serves you well, Honorable Kalapa, you would remember that upon bringing this bill here, the department brought a number of departments that they said they have consulted, about 18 or 20 something, right? And those departments came here and said the very opposite of what the department was saying. One of them is Public Works, the Public Service Commission, Home Affairs. They were just saying something different. And we asked them, but have you consulted? What has been happening here? Then they would say, no, we spoke to them. But to the community, they were saying something else. So that's where we are. But on a formal basis, the meeting is adjourned. And they were getting into a short recess. From today, we wish the members well. When are we reopening?
On the 9th. 9th? 9th of October. And we are opening straight to B-Triple after, where the Auditor General and staff will be presenting.
Mm. On the 9th.
B-Triple R process.
Oh. How long will the B-Triple R process run?
It will be 2 weeks, Chair.
2 weeks, right?
And the second week it will be consideration.
Okay.
And then we go straight to the BF.
Next 9th of October.
Okay, 9 October, and it's for 2 weeks. Then thereafter, we come back to the bill. Yeah, I think the party consultations must be done by then. I will also apply the necessary pressure.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, honorable members.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson,
I wish you much.
Yeah, I do.